Always a pleasure when you make us part of your Saturday here on Community Connection. Bill Davis, your host, all across, I love saying, the platforms. 96.5 FM, KGMI.com, where we load up our podcast. If you just click on Community Connection, you can listen to the interviews there. And the old-fashioned AM dial, I think they're really getting tired of me saying old-fashioned 790 AM. I'm Bill Davis, your host, welcoming back to the studios. I told you last time around that my life was working out because whenever I can get three lovely ladies captivated here in studio for at least 8 or 9 minutes or so. We've got Kate and Jen. Let me explain. Jen Zimmerman, Launching Success. Say hello.
Hello.
We have Kate Anderson from the Children's Museum, Skagit County. Say hello.
Hello.
And Kate Simmons of the Children's Museum of Skagit County. Say hello.
Hello.
There we go. We got everybody in. And I know that we have so many subjects to discuss for the holiday season. I know that Launching Success, you guys have joined with Children's Museum of Skagit County. Wait a second. Of Skagit County. You guys are moving?
True.
Yeah. So pull that mic up to you there. Okay. Kate and I were talking before we got on the air about the moving of the Children's Museum to Skagit County, correct?
Well, we're already in Skagit County.
You're in Skagit County.
We're moving locations.
You see, I'm totally confused. Now, you're moving north or south?
East
or west?
About a block south.
Okay, all right. But the thing is, a lot of people like me are a little bit confused about, you know, you guys are moving, but it's not like a one overnight process or something, right? I mean, you kind of have to do it in shifts.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We've got, we have a fundraising campaign on right now.
Right.
Because it does take a lot to mm-hmm. move a museum. If anyone's ever been to the museum that's listening, you'll know that we have a semi-truck, we have a full-size boat, we have a river exhibit, a crane, art studio. These are all big pieces.
Yeah, you just can't show up with your SUV and pack it all in the back and move it next door.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. It's not like moving out of a, you know, apartment or something. It's a big deal. So we've got a lot of construction going on right now,
mm-hmm.
A lot of fundraising going on.
And it's really an exciting opportunity for
the
museum.
Do you have a big sign that says, "Excuse my dust"?
Not yet, but we should.
We should.
Yes. You know what? Somebody needs to underwrite that sign.
Yes.
There is no off position on my genius marketing switch.
Absolutely
Anybody
not.
Anybody can underwrite anything in this moving and construction process.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No, it's a wonderful opportunity for us. We are still open during this phase at the Cascade Mall. We'll be there probably through February. Then mm-hmm. we'll be moving phase one into three of the four spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to demo part of the front of the museum in order to get those large exhibits out. And then we'll be in construction for phase two with a final opening late April, early May. But we'll be only a few days, hopefully, will we be down completely. We'll just shift operations seamlessly and reopen. And we're excited also about adding a family resource center for the community. Where we'll be able to teach classes, have materials. We have an office there for people to meet with providers. So it's going to expand what the Children's Museum does as well to support the families in our communities.
Jen, how did you guys at Launching Success get hooked up with these folks?
Well, Kate and I have known each other through kind of the education channels for a number of years.
And as a customer of her wonderful store.
Yes.
Don't forget that. That's very important.
Exactly.
And we at Launching Success have just kind of wanted to expand our branding. And I contacted Kate and knew that they were in the process of moving their museum to the outlet shops there and had a space kind of that was maybe ideal for a retail setting. And so I just approached her and thought, gosh, could we do a holiday toy store? Could we use both of our visions and our dreams and just open up something that would be beneficial for Skagit County? So it really happened very easily and very quickly. And we are providing quality toys and things down there.
Yeah. And I know you're doing the holiday toy store.
Yes.
Are you going through the holiday season with it all?
Yes.
Past
we'll
Christmas
be
and everything?
Open till the end of December.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yes.
And these are, I would assume, some educational toys, but there are also some really cool. I was about to say fun stuff. Not like educational toys can't be fun, but
of course
come on.
They're fun.
Yeah.
You can, you know what? Yeah. We believe that all toys are educational, mm-hmm. even if it's not really educational that you would, you know, deem educational.
You're still learning something.
Yes, because you're still learning. Mm-hmm. We believe that kids learn through play. All types of play.
From birth on, that's mm-hmm. how you learn. And it's amazing to me how many adults enjoy playing as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we tend to lose that sometimes, but it's wonderful to be able to engage in that at all ages. And so a lot of these things are wonderful because they spark intergenerational play and learning as well.
She just, hold on, intergenerational. I got to look that up in my dictionary. Kate just used a big word, you know.
It means all ages.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was about ready to Google that, but then I'd have to take time away from the interview.
Yeah, all ages. Like puzzles. Puzzles is a great one.
Yeah.
So we have family puzzles. We have puzzles that have 500 pieces, 50 pieces. Mm-hmm. But that's a great thing to pick up and do over the holidays when kids are on break, when grandma and grandpa are visiting. That's a great present.
Yeah. Those vocal tones belong to Jen Zimmerman. She's with Launching Success. We also have Kate Anderson and Kate Simmons of the Children's Museum of Skagit County. Kate, I saw you moving in on the microphone. You were getting ready to say something.
Oh, well, I was going to say that what's really great about the toy store, whether it's just Learning Success or just the museum toy store or the both together at the holiday toy store, is that it's a really great continuation of the learning through play opportunities that families have when they come to the museum. So mm-hmm. they start at the museum, go through our exhibits, learn through play, because that's just the best way to learn, no matter your age. And then you can carry it on through what you acquire at the toy stores.
It sounds like a lot more fun and a lot more educational than a couple of kids sitting there with their cell phones talking to each other on Snapchat, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's I was having a discussion with a friend of mine about that last night, about how, you know, when we grew up, we had board games, and that's pretty much, you know, and like I mentioned earlier in another interview, Rock'em Sock'em Robots and all that. And sometimes I feel bad for kids who are just, you know, they're sitting there with their cell phones. Maybe they're playing, I don't know, is Candy Crush still around? You know, is that
yes.
But you know what I'm saying? Not that that's necessarily bad, but that if that's all they got, you know, that's, I don't know. You know, you don't really learn a whole lot from that.
No, it's not. We want them to be engaged mm-hmm. in something that allows them to, you know, understand communication and cooperative skills and how to win and lose also. And, mm-hmm. you know, just other than being right here in their own self, being
out
there.
When you just said win and lose, I like what you said, because I always get troubled by the concept of everybody gets a ribbon.
Everybody's a winner.
Wait a second. No, I actually did lose. So you'll have to learn how to deal with that, right?
Yeah. And it's a skill in life, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what board games bring is these are all life lessons that we want kids to be learning. And it happens through providing play experiences.
Mm-hmm. And that social emotional development is critical in preparing children for kindergarten and success in school and in life.
Because you got to learn how to deal with other people and how to deal sometimes mm-hmm. when the cards are stacked against you.
And by that, I want to mention that we have giant playing cards.
Oh, really?
Giant.
Really?
Playing cards.
Yes.
Like 4 feet tall playing cards?
Well, maybe not that giant.
Okay, all right.
Large.
Yeah.
We do have a large checkerboard in the Children's Museum, though. So
that's true.
That is.
Now, when are we going to get a life-size chess or checkered board so that we can, you know, we play the pieces and we move around?
Oh, yeah. You can come do that in the Children's Museum.
Seriously?
Right this second. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Are the checker pieces there, you know, this big?
Yes.
I'm making a circle the size of a basketball-ish.
I am so intimidated. Flat. You guys are so far ahead of me on each
you
and everything.
You can come play anytime.
Yes, come and play.
Let's give them, again, the essence of this. Launching Success with Jen. Of course, you're teaming up with the Children's Museum, Skagit County. You guys are moving a process. You say just a couple of doors down, right?
We have four spaces at the outlet shops of Burlington. Mm-hmm. So our holiday toy store is in one of the four, and mm-hmm. we're under construction in the other ones.
And I think last time when we talked about it, 10 to 6-ish on throughout the week, and then maybe 10 to 8 on weekends, kind of depending on what the outlet shops in Burlington,
exactly.
their hours are as well. Right?
And the Children's Museum is still open at the Cascade Mall, and we're open 360 days of the year.
We
rarely close. So.
And you got a Facebook page, I'm assuming?
Facebook page, yep. Web mm-hmm. page, you know. Technology isn't the future, it's now. So,
yeah, right. You know. We're right on. Thank you so much for coming in. Do me a favor, try your best. I know you're going to be busy over the holidays. Try your best to come back and update us, okay?
We will.
Excellent. Thank you.
Jen, Kate, and Kate from let me see, Launching Success, Children's Museum of Skagit County, all for the big holiday store going on right now in the outlet shops. Pretty cool in Burlington. We'll continue with a big show here in just a moment on KGMI.